Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here's your host, Joe Kuzma and Brian E. Roach.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Steel City Underground podcast. My name is Joe Kuzma, and that gentleman right over here, over yonder, his name be Brian E. Roach. What's up, buddy? What's going on?
I will say that I'm incredibly saddened and disappointed that no one discovered our after credit scene that we, you know, Marvel-like put into the last episode that you and I did. I'm hurt that our 2%ers didn't see it.
I know.
I am crushed.
It was a test. It was a test. Indians all failed. It went all the way. You didn't go all the way to the end. I thought at least somebody would let it
go all the way. Yeah.
Yeah. They fell asleep on it. And that's what Tina says. She listens to us to go to bed, which I guess is supposed to be a compliment. Brian's smooth, silky voice helps soothe her into slumber.
Right. Tina. You are relaxing now, Tina. You are very passionate and very vibrant young
passionate.
Woman.
Passionate. What kind of that? I don't know that that helps you go to bed.
Isn't there a Friends episode where Joey is listening to relaxation or sleep tapes and it tells him he's a confident and powerful woman? Or it's Chandler. Maybe it's Chandler. I don't know. I don't remember.
There's the smelly cat, and there's the lobster, and there's whatever. I don't know. I'm a Seinfeld guy.
Not that anybody's paying attention anymore. They've already gone.
Yes.
Because we haven't started talking about football yet. But do you know the lyrics to Smelly Cat?
It's something smelly cat. I don't know. Smelly I don't cat, know that we should go into this.
Smelly cat. What are they feeding you? Smelly cat. Smelly cat. It's not your fault.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to what was now the shortest episode ever of the Steel City Underground podcast. Yes, the rest of this will be. Yeah, but we were trying to do MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but we were doing the SCU after credits, and no one even just fell asleep, had it rolling in the car, fumbled with their phone, and forgot the lights.
It was way better than me
episode.
Singing Smelly Cat, by the way.
It was actually
worth staying for.
It was like an outtake that we left as an intake, but we like cut it out and put it back in or something like that. But yeah, and we're not going to tell anybody what it is. It's up to you now to go on the scavenger hunt and find it. All of you fine folks out there, all five of you. So anyways,
after my rendition of Smelly Cat, there aren't
Smelly
even five
Cat,
left.
Yeah, that's who are these clowns? It'd be like the one time this show's been suggested to somebody on YouTube and they catch it and they skip right to, Smelly Cat. And like,
what
are
the
these
hell
clowns?
Is this crap?
Yeah, who is this old guy? Like
singing weird ass songs about cats that stink. I don't know.
No, dude, it'd be like Beavis and Butthead, like, man. This sucks.
You said cat.
That's related to, never mind. Anyways, I try to keep it a little clean, a little PG. We have news, Brian. There's actually like news or something we could be talking about.
It's just not us hanging out during the off season and not really talking about
That's
anything.
What
there's something
said
going
should,
on.
People said we should do that. But and we are kind of doing that. We've gone longer. It's been like we can go for the record. I think it was like 13 minutes or something before we actually mentioned anything that had anything to do with football once upon a time. But three and a half minutes isn't too bad.
We need to go. We need to not go for the record. And I'll tell you why, because I was out hiking today and I was in a cave and it was very dark and I'm tired and I want to go to bed. So we can't just talk about nothing forever.
Oh, that's no fun, man. I was going to see if I could find this. Joe's looking on the interwebs. Caves and hills. How exactly does that work? Like, I'm going to click on this thing. Oh, can I play this? Is this like royalty-free?
That's royalty-free. Relive video from today.
Yeah, but is it like 3 hours long or something? We're going to see.
It's like 37 seconds.
Spelunking or whatever. Here, let's... We'll pull this up. There we go. There's not any copyright or anything on it. Oh, look at this. This is like Indiana Jones movies where they just like fly into a new location. Oh, that's pretty cool. Okay, now Brian's terrified.
in a cave.
Yes.
And now we're out of the cave.
And now, okay. So that was
that's where I ate lunch.
Would you anything good? MREs?
I had a very nutritious and wonderful protein bar.
Oh, very nutritious. What kind of protein bars do you like, my friend?
The Think. I like the Think protein bars.
The Think. I was been a Cliff Bar fan myself for many years. The chocolate chippers are pretty good. Peanut butter, I can handle.
Too much sugar in them Cliff bars. But I don't eat them.
Well, there is. It depends on what kind of sugars you're looking for, too. But I understand different strokes for different folks. Not everything that works for me will work for you or vice versa. There's actual news. I've been trying to say this for 2 minutes now, but we had to relive Brian's near-death experience. So,
the video of the hike doesn't let me add the videos of the being in the cave.
Oh, okay.
Because it's just adds pictures, but you know, whatever.
That looked like a lot of mileage you got in there, but I had nothing.
It's only 3.5 miles. We had to cut it short because we ran into traffic getting there, and we futzed around the cave for like 45 minutes. You know, climbing in and out of the cave to different areas. And we were maybe 200 or 300 feet into the cave, maybe a little bit longer.
There is a segue for this. TJ Watt is now at, we're doing an outside linebackers edge rushing thing here today, folks, yes. If you didn't know that. And TJ Watt fell in his pool.
Yep. There's no way for you to have known that, by the way, other than reading the title.
Other than knowing or seeing the title, if it was suggested to you, you would have thought this was a show about spelunking. So no, it's not about spelunking, but big to do made about
it. DJ did spelunk into his pool. Yes,
he did. And there's a lot of discussions going around on different things. Originally, you know, it probably seems like a really stupid title that I have here. Should the Steelers be concerned about their edge rushing depth? We're still going to talk about it in this way, even though there was someone just added to the roster that I'm excited about.
Wasn't it Doc Gooden? Didn't he used to pitch for the Mets? Isn't that who they signed?
Daryl Strawberry did not pitch.
No, he was a left-right fielder or something. He played in the outfield.
Yes, he did.
Doc Gooden was the pitcher.
Yes. I can tell you Doc Rivers.
Well, he's going to get fired from the 76ers for stinking.
Yeah, that's you know, that's crazy because he was part of a trade. A coach trade ages ago. That don't happen too often. It happened like what, once or twice in the NFL, maybe something like that. Well, right now, Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Yeah. But TJ's out there. You got guys in shorts. There isn't much to talk about. There's stupid shit. And I call it that only when it really is stupid shit. Like somebody posted something, they're like, oh, look, don't say
a third one. Cause if you say a third one, we're over the limit.
And we're over the limit. No, I think PG-13, I could say like, I'm permitted like one F bomb, but I'll still cut it out anyway.
All right.
So yeah, got to keep it clean. It might be the children out there. Kids are getting out of school now, man. People might be listening to this podcast, like out on the deck or in the car with little ones. And I'm very sensitive to that. But when people also make stupid tweets and they're like, look, Joey Porter, he is watching Patrick Peterson warm up. He is soaking all of this in like, What do you think he's supposed to? Have you ever been involved in anything organized? I had to watch like little Jimmy go to the into the bathroom before it was my turn because they only allowed like four boys in the second grade. But I'm soaking it all in.
That's what I'm doing right now.
I know you're soaking
in Joe Kuzma.
Hey, you could do worse.
Gross.
Yeah, soak it all in, my friend. Hinesville Forever T-shirt on sale. Stillcityunderground.com. Go get yours today. Soak it in. Shameless, cheap plug. Might as well, you know.
Do we make the ladies ones, the baby dolls?
What the who what?
Baby doll T-shirts, you know, the ladies T-shirts.
I'm sure we can get you anything. We can get you one of those Zeke.
I don't want it. I can't wear one of those. But like, my daughter is, you know, for those who don't know, my daughter Emily is a big Steelers fan. My daughter is, she would love that shirt. She's all about Heinz Field Forever.
Yeah, you know what? I off camera. Water just spilled out of my wonderful Steelers cup because the lid isn't on tight enough on the thing. So now I have my wet Heinz Field T-shirt. Wow, this is going down a very dark path today. Steel City Uncensored.
I'm not gonna sidetrack us anymore. Let's talk about.
No, Doc I wasn't Gooden, trying
the pitcher
to.
Pitcher who was just signed. No,
you're so far off. I don't even know if there was somebody signed to that. What is this stupid thing doing? Computer usually not working the way I want it to. TJ Watt signed a huge, humongous deal 2 years ago, right? Landmark, guaranteed money, most of whatever, defensive player of the year. And then last year,
got hurt.
And now people are probably like, he played 10 games, period, 10 games at least, anyways. Maybe limited capacity in a few of those. Tore his bicep, getting like his 8th sack on Joe Burrow in the very first game of the year. Now, they got to him at least 7 times. But he did that little like quiet sit-in thing, right?
Yep.
Okay, keep that in mind because Minka did that as well last year and as far as deals. Keep that in mind as we continue. I'm going to table that for a second. But TJ, 10 games last year, 5.5 sacks. Who did they have besides TJ? Besides Alex Highsmith. Besides Alex Highsmith as well. Because we're going to get to Alex here in a moment. Been a big stand for Alex Highsmith for some time. I think he had a breakout year last year. I'm tired of people saying Robin tugging on Batman's cape. But the truth is, you know, he's going to be looking possibly an extension. Is he going to be looking at a sit-in, the same kind of thing for a contract? Can he get away with that? And people are questioning whether or not the Steelers would pay two outside linebackers. I think they can. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to get TJ money.
Oh, he's not going to get, let's be real. He's not getting TJ money.
No.
He's not TJ. I love Alex Highsmith.
No one's TJ.
Whatever that thing you said about Stan and Laurel Hardy, I don't know Stan. What that means.
It's what the kids say. It's like a fan.
I don't know what that means.
It's
a, I had to look it up, and after I read the definition of being a Stan, I don't want to be a Stan. But I have been in Alex Highsmith's corner since the day that kid was drafted. I said from the get-go, this guy's going to be awesome, and I agree with that still. I think he's going to continue to grow. I think he's going to be an excellent counterpart to TJ. But he's not TJ, right? He hasn't essentially earned two Defensive Player of the Year awards, even if he didn't get the one that he should have gotten the year before he finally got it. But be that as it may, he's not going to get the kind of money. Do I think maybe he could go down that road? I don't know. I don't know if he's ever going to be as good as TJ, but he's still going to be really good. And absolutely, I agree with you. They can pay two outside linebackers.
Well, they've paid two outside linebackers before. That's the thing.
Of course they have.
In fact, Lamar Woodley got a landmark biggest contract of that to that date for Steelers defensive player.
Then when sat in a corner and ate some burgers.
Yeah, well, and got hurt, and for whatever many reasons did not work out. But he and Alex, both wearing 56, announced that pick in Mexico where they thought these guys are in Mexico, and the Steelers no longer have a 4th-round pick. They traded it away and then reacquired it, and then everything was good in Guadalajara or wherever they were at, right? So, but the thing is, I think everybody kind of thinks, you know, there are, oh, how do you want to say this? Players that transcend the sport entirely. They are legendary, and TJ Watt is amidst a legendary career already.
He's creating one. I'm not ready to say he's done it already.
He's on the path.
He's on the path, yes.
But I mean, 3 first team all pros, 5 Pro Bowls in a row out of the 6 years. The first year, of course, he steals 39-year-old, 40-year-old James Harrison's spot, and everybody loses their collective minds. Oh, they just drafted Tomlin's stupid again. They drafted a guy just because he's related to JJ Watt. And you see how that turned out. But, you know, you talk about guys like Aaron Donald. You talk about who else can we throw into this category? I mean, you got to have somebody that's an upper echelon. The elite, that's the word I'm looking for, Brian. Elite players earn elite contracts unless teams are dumb enough to pay them money like Lamar Jackson.
Our good friend and compatriot, Zach Adonia, Zach Flash, tweeted?
No, because he tweets like 3,000 times a day, so it's impossible to see it all.
Basically, it listed the top pass rushers.
Oh, yeah.
That one.
I saw it. I'll pull it up. Let me pull that up.
Because
I will.
I would like to ridicule and mock the individual who created that tweet because they're a dumbass.
Absolutely. And I'm going to pull it up because, of course, he's already got Marcus Golden stuff up here. But I will find it. It'll take 2 seconds. Yes. Well, we'll get
Golden,
to him in a second.
Gooden. Oh.
Golden. Oh. Yes. You were saying Gooden.
Look, my whole point, let's remember this. I knew what his name was, guys. All right.
I'm trying to see. I think that was Pro Football Focus that put that out there. And
well, that wouldn't surprise me. It's not like they're not morons. But
yeah, well, of course.
I didn't think it was. I thought it was some other idiotic site.
Yeah. No, I thought it was maybe, well, it might have been. I might be throwing them under the bus, and it wouldn't surprise. Oh, I've got it. No, it wasn't. It was Bleacher Report with their Gridiron, whatever account that they have. I smack my lips when I'm thinking about that. Oh, yeah. There we go. Chef Ramsey just sitting there, face palming, like top five pass rushers in the NFL for folks who may not be looking directly at this. Nick Bosa, Micah Parsons, Myles Garrett, Hassan Reddick, and drum roll, please, Max Crosby. Like just delete it. Like you're just trying to, you're riling up Steelers fans because you think they'll retweet you. You just look like a fool that doesn't know ball.
If you're saying these were the top five pass rushers last year,
yeah,
I still would probably argue with it, but I could live with it, right? But if you're saying these are the guys who are the top in the NFL right now, you're an idiot.
I truly believe that, and I was going to look up some defensive statistics.
TJ is better than Miles. I'm sorry. TJ is better than Miles.
But Miles gets double teamed all the time.
So does TJ. I don't care. Shut up.
Yes, TJ does. And then that's the argument as to, well, Highsmith, they don't deserve, they could just get any clown out there to go play in his spot.
Clearly they can't.
Yeah, any, you know, orangutan or whatever, or holding a balloon, maybe two balloons to distract the defense and get a sack. That's not how it works.
Let's be real. Let's remember the game when both Alex and TJ were hurt and we couldn't get a sniff of the quarterback. Why? Because there was no pressure. You can't just get any Tom, Dick, and Harry to go out there and play. Alex Highsmith is a talented outside linebacker.
Yes, he very much is. Alex, what on earth did this thing just do? It just shoots me all the way down the page. It's not the way I roll, folks. So they kind of almost took this verbatim off of like the charts, if you will, the sack leaders in the NFL, although they didn't. Nick Bosa led the league with 18.5. Myles Garrett was tied for second with 16, even, along with Hassan Reddick, who moved over as a free agent to the Philadelphia Eagles.
But who did they have as number two in that list?
Garrett, but I think that's because it's alphabetical order.
Okay.
Maybe not. I don't know. So, okay. Matt Judon and Chris Jones are next. Chris Jones is a defensive tackle, so you can't put him into this. Well, I mean, if you're going to say pass rushers, I think the assumption is
from a defensive tackle position. If you're going to say edge, that's a different thing. But
correct.
If you just say pass register, like again, you know.
Well, where's our boy from Pitt on here then? Even though I don't know that he had double digit sacks last year, Aaron Donald.
Right.
But you would have to say he's a fearsome pass rusher.
Yes.
Even though he's not an edge guy. So, anyways, Hassan Reddick, Matt Judon, Chris Jones, and then look who's in next here. Technically sixth one on this list because you got two different ties here, but fourth overall if you're combining them. Alex Highsmith, 14.5 sacks. That would be one more than Micah Parsons, who's next with 13.5. Well, more.
Wasn't he two?
Max Crosby.
See, that's what I thought.
Yes.
The list that they posted was Nick Bosa, Micah Parsons.
Yes, it was. And right. Then Myles Garrett, so then Myles Hassan Reddick.
If you're going to go in order, Micah Parsons isn't on that list.
No, if you are in order, and if you're doing it just for like this past.
So there's no validity to this dumb list. I don't, why are we, I'm sorry I brought it up.
No, it's pretty valid because it also, come on, they'd be smirched TJ Watt, let alone Alex Highsmith on this one. Alex Highsmith did not get the Pro Bowl nod. Not that, I mean, we know that's a joke. Tyler Huntley got a Pro Bowl nod. But Max Crosby got in there with 12.5.
Max Crosby is listed as five, and he had two sacks less than Alex Highsmith.
Correct. and six fewer than the number one guy on this list, Nick Bosa.
This is the greatest list I have ever seen.
Probably bust out the sign.
Clearly well thought out. Clearly a highly educated individual. There's a guy's name that's associated with that list. Clearly, sir, you are the epitome of football excellence in your, role, whatever it is. You're a moron.
He's somebody a moron. Should get fired, including the graphic designer. Like
it is. It's not a very attractive image, but, whatever.
Max Crosby, 10 sacks as a rookie, 7, 8, and then 12 and a half. And he's played nearly every game.
And he's the fifth greatest pass rusher in the NFL today. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and they didn't and they snubbed Matt Judon too, right, former Raven, now
I'll
with
be back
the
here in a second.
Patriots. Okay. All right, Brian. What are you doing? What's going on over there? What are you doing, Brian?
All right, wait a minute. I'll be right back.
Wait. No. You just can't leave the show. This goofy guy. Oh jeez. I don't know what he's doing. Isn't that like the whole show? We really don't know who are these clowns. Matt Judon isn't on the list, and he had 15 and a half last year and 12 and a half the year before. Like, you can't make this up. So just on volume, if you were to, if Alex Highsmith were to go out there and have a double digit sack season once again, let me see what Judon actually signed for here. I'm looking him up. Now what do you got? You got a bobblehead with you? Oh my goodness. This is just distraction, the night of distractions. Okay, so Matt
Judon. Is this guy who made this list an idiot?
Yes. 4 years, $54.5 million is the contract for Matt Judon. And that's, and he's age 31 now too. So they signed him at 29. Alex Highsmith will be younger. You got to consider Bud Dupree made even more money than that. And really, one, two big years. I mean, that's the thing. You're going to have to, you pay guys. Where's Zach at with his list of the important positions again? The quarterbacks, the guys who get after them.
Yep.
And that's exactly what it is. And looking at like Judon's numbers, I think they could fit in a cap number of like 14, 16, 18 ish, depending on how it's spread out per year. 16 yep. for, I don't, with Kenny. Pickett as rookie
Kenny
quarterback.
Kenny Pickett's still on a rookie contract. Yeah, they can. Yeah. They can absolutely find a way to pay and keep Alex Highsmith, and they should.
I believe that as well, and I don't believe the Batman the Robin thing. I mean, when you're talking about Max Crosby and what people value and put on this list versus what the NFL will value when they bring out the contract values. He's going to get paid one way or another. The fact is, do you keep him? And you just alluded to Malik Reed, Jameer Jones. Can I come up with another name? I don't even know that I can. Pulled somebody off
Tuska.
The street. What, Ryan
Derek
Anderson?
Tuska.
Derek Tuska was on that roster at the beginning of the year. Who else? It was just any warm body they could find, really.
Guy who ran no very fast.
DeMarvin Leal, who they beefed up to be a defensive end, played him an outside linebacker and then got hurt.
Yep.
Like, so is the edge depth still a concern? I know we just had a signing. You got the two studs that are starting at least for this year. And I do believe, and I think we're on the same page, that you're going to want to keep Alex Highsmith here for probably at least three more years.
Yes.
If not four. And that's going to bode well, actually, when you put that up against TJ Watt's contract. Which TJ's contract, got it here. See, I'm prepared this time. Through 2025. So Alex is still under contract. This would be his contract season, 2023. You don't have to redo anything with TJ until 2026. So a three-year contract will get you 24, 25, and 26. And a four-year spreading that out will also get you 27. Now, I understand TJ's moving into his 30s here, and he'll be 32 looking for that extra new deal. And maybe his days are done by then. Knock on wood, he's still a spry guy in his early 30s. A lot of pass rushers still are. Von Miller's been banged up, but Von Miller you know, guys like that could still get it done. And James Harrison obviously was the ageless wonder. So, but they could stagger him. It's not like both James guys Harrison. Are due at the same time.
Let me just say, Debo is nuts. Look,
we knew that.
I just changed my personal workouts. I mean, I'm about to be 60, right? So I just changed my workouts because I was pushing like 305 on my bench and doing multiple 305s, and I just hurt. Like I just couldn't do it. I'm like, I don't want to do it anymore. It's no fun. I don't feel great about it, and my shoulders hurt, and my chest hurts, and my back hurts. I'm old. Frickin' James Harrison is benching like 5,000 pounds on Instagram, and he's like 100 years old. He's not as old as me, but you know,
don't let him hear that.
Debo is getting up there, getting a little long in the tooth, but dude he's just nuts. Anyway, that being said,
heavyweight's not good for, you know, your skeletal makeup's different, man. I mean, you're just older. It's not the usual ageism
I'm not doing it no more. I'm out on the heavy stuff. I'm doing other, like, I don't know, HIIT workout crap.
Yeah, don't break a hip, my friend. That's not going to be fun.
No.
So establishing that list was pretty dumb. I like Micah Parsons, but geez, man. I mean, does Garrett belong on a top five list too, even though we've been teasing, you know?
Yes, he does. Absolutely.
Yes, he does. Absolutely.
Miles Garrett belongs on that list.
Bosa's on that list too.
Bosa's on that list. I'm even okay with Micah Parsons being on that list.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not okay with Alex Highsmith not being on the list if it's just last year. I'm also not okay with TJ Watt not being on that list if it's current.
Period. Yeah. Right. Like, who's going to be killing it this year?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have the highest faith that Hassan Reddick's going to keep it going either.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm even okay. Max Crosby's the one that's the real push for me. Max Crosby should not be on that list.
Absolutely. Sorry. Absolutely. Okay.
He's not top that's five.
Now that's said and done, the depth behind these guys, you know, Nick Herbig.
Yeah.
Nate's the guard.
Yeah. Nick
Herbig, rookie, probably.
Maybe a little undersized. Maybe
undersized.
You know, has to grow into the position.
Quincy Roche, a guy the Steelers cut to try and re-sign and bring back, that went to another team.
I don't care if that's how his name is pronounced. He's Quincy Roche. He's my brother from another mother.
A true brother from another mother, because he shares the same last name that's not.
Yes.
It's not pronounced the same. It's not spelled the
Quincy,
same.
Quincy, if you watch the show, which I'm sure you don't, if you do, there's a castle in Ireland called Roche Castle, which is spelled R-O-C-H-E. So I'm just letting you know.
Go again.
Royalty, my friends.
Yeah, okay. All right. I hear you. Loud and clear. Anyways, we're talking about TJ, and we're talking about when TJ comes off the field, there's not going to be anybody that can replace him. And certainly the two names we just mentioned last year was like undrafted guys. Before that, it was like, are we counting on maybe a Tuzar Skipper? And Ola Edna, like there just hasn't been guys there. Anthony Ciccolo back in the day, like they've not had, and they had one guy that might have been suitable for depth that came in because TJ was going to do the sit-in. And they said, geez, we need veteran leadership. We need a guy who could get after it. We need a guy that could fill in case somebody is hurt. We're going to sign Melvin Ingram.
Then he had a hissy fit.
Then he had a hissy fit because of Alex Highsmith. Wow, this is a good segue, Brian, because you know how I like to bring up the Alex Highsmith stuff. You know how I like to mention, it just wasn't last year, but it was since, I can bring up the game log, since the 2021 season when Ingram was effectively positioned on his keister, getting splinters in his ass.
Yeah, because Alex Highsmith was kicking it.
Because let's play this guy instead. So here it is, the 12 games, 6 sacks. I know that's what he had for the season, but look, Seattle game, that's when it happened. That's when Ingram went to the sideline. They're like, and then he was gone right after that, shortly thereafter, because the trade deadline was is
week now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like games, it. I've been there.
6 sacks, 14.5 tackles for loss, 15 quarterback hits. This is all courtesy of Pro Football Reference, as you can see here. And we put these numbers up against, like, where the Browns are going to have the best defense in the history of the NFL because they had Jadeveon Clowney. And I kept saying that Highsmith was better than Jadeveon Clowney. And plenty of trolls in the comments would rip on me the same way they're ripping on you and I when we were talking about how Odell Beckham was washed with the Browns. Before he even had a chance to be washed,
we were overrated anyway.
Overrated. Well, it can't be washed if you were never... Never mind. You don't want to see Patrick Mahomes.
You're saying you can't be overrated if you were never rated?
Rated, yes.
Yeah. Like you can't live forever off of one grab.
Patrick Mahomes had like his six top quarterbacks like of all time. Yeah. And I have to pull them up, but just going off of memory, it was like Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana, Dan Marino, John Elway, and Aaron Rodgers. One of these things is not like the other.
Here's what happens with that. Here's what happens. They both do those State Farm commercials. He's like, I got to keep. He got me this State Farm deal. That's why he's one of the best.
That's perfect. That's exactly what it is too, though. But back to Highsmith. Yeah, the tackles for loss, the quarterback hits, et cetera. And when you go to last season, he had 5 forced fumbles. Okay, he had 14.5 sacks. 12 tackles for loss, 20 hits on the quarterback. Those are all excellent numbers.
Yep.
As far as edge rushers are concerned, give him a healthy TJ Watt and then really see if he's Robin or more like Nightwing, which is a grown up Robin that's more akin to Batman, but in a different, not Gotham, but the whatever, Haven or whatever it
right.
is.
So it doesn't have
DCU. Now we brought the DCU.
Appropriate. Costume either, right? Isn't wearing the little red panties and
no. Stuff. He's wearing he's got edgy. A
badass costume. Yeah,
he's edgy. He's edgy. So, anyways, Alex Highsmith, you give a healthy TJ Watt there and just look out. That's what's gonna end up happening. If you thought you liked
it, and now you bring what's the guy's first name?
Marcus Golden.
Marcus Golden. You bring Marcus Golden in as your depth. Lets Herbig grow with the position. It's what we wanted Bud to come back and do, right?
Exactly.
So I'm very fine, and I'm sorry. Look, I apologize, Marcus Golden, for sort of having some fun pretending you were Doc Gooden. But that's because the very first time I read the news, I didn't see the L, and it really did look like it was somebody named Gooden, and I'm like, who the hell's Gooden?
Brian's got his glasses on too, but Marcus Golden, okay, only 2.5 sacks last year, but a very pitiful, miserable Arizona Cardinals team that had also lost Hassan Reddick. They had Reddick the year before that, and Golden had 11 sacks. Now, he's 32 years of age. He comes in about the same age and category of a Melvin Ingram. I don't want to say Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Ingram. Whiny pants Ingram.
Maybe not a former Pro Bowler, but somebody who's had multiple double-digit sack seasons that is probably starting to enter the twilight of their career after a down season. So as long as this guy is level-headed, you're probably going to see about the same kind of usage.
Knows his role.
Uh-huh. Veteran.
Yeah, veteran.
Somebody that could fill in and you don't lose the step because at 32, he could use a little preservation.
Absolutely.
And then TJ could use a breather, and this guy comes out there fresh and maybe he plays a third fewer snaps than he used to in his prime, but that preserves him to be able to play full go instead of being a shell maybe of his former self. I mean, you put a good player back on a good team. I mean, you see a lot of this, like Patrick Peterson and stuff like that. It's going to be very interesting to see what the Steelers do here, and they were trying to still bring in Quan Alexander and –
I would have liked that move. I
still
kind of hope
move.
They wish they go back and do that one. There is there's some speculation. There's another linebacker that somebody said is now potentially a trade target. I don't want to trade. I don't want to trade to get the guy from Arizona just because we just signed a guy who used to play for Arizona. I'd rather go get Quan Alexander.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if there's just like he wanted too much money.
Yeah, well, it seems to always be the case, or Teron Matthew would probably be here too.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's okay. Like, kid in the candy store. Let's trade for Buda Baker while we're at it.
Who's the guy that's going to sit? There's somebody else coming out. Kevin Bird is like mad at the Titans or something.
Yeah. Byard. That would be interesting too. But it's just like anytime anyone becomes available, the only time that was ever like a reality And even we had to like pinch ourselves and ask if that was real, because we didn't think Kevin Colbert was actually going to go out and trade for Minka Fitzpatrick.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And it's like, if there's one guy that you're going to do this for, all the smoke and the rumors, and it was actually, you know, somebody that would have been targeted and he just went way earlier in that draft. And it's like, okay, this is the guy you do it for. But just keep it within the context of knowing this probably isn't going to happen. And it was like, holy shit. It's like, man, they just moved mountains and it happened.
Like you stole my ability to say it now. I can't say shit. That's four. Oh, we're screwed now.
Yeah. Oh, three strikes. Full count.
I went over. We're for four. Yeah. Four strikes.
Hit the whammy.
No money.
You get a little
big
whammy
bucks,
to go.
No whammy. Big bucks.
Big bucks. Big bucks. Save big money at Menards too while you're at it. I got them all in my head right now. Get loopy, man. It's getting a little late. But the edge depth. Golden. This is a guy who's played in 111 games in the National Football League. 68 starts. He has 47 career sacks. He had last year, I guess that's trying to see what his tackles, 7 tackles for loss, 20 quarterback hits. So they got his hands on the quarterback enough. Just they weren't bringing him down for one reason or the other. It's because the Cardinals sucked. And you got to also put this into account too. Cardinals, how many games did they really lead in last year where quarterbacks were in pass necessary situations? You know what I mean? They weren't forcing, teams to throw the ball.
Yeah, I don't think there was a lot of those.
No, they were squadu, as Paulie Walnuts would say. They were 4-12. You want to talk about a team? Now, I know they just fired a whole bunch of people. They gave the bag to their quarterback. They lost 2 games before the bye. So they're 4-8 entering their bye week 13, and then proceeded to lose the next 5 games, including an overtime to Tom Brady's 45 or 46 year old ass. They lost by 3 to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Look, it isn't a bad thing. Like for most of the past 2 decades, it hasn't been a bad thing to say, oh, we lost to a Tom Brady team, right? Last year you lost to a Tom Brady team.
No,
you suck.
Yeah. Yeah. you were very stinketh. Stinketh. But they also lost to the Falcons and the Broncos in that spell, and Mac Jones and the Patriots.
Doughboy.
Not the Bailey Zappi Patriots.
Always good to get a Doughboy reference in here.
But okay, so you got Marcus Golden. Marcus Golden could be there, like Ingram, in case Highsmith sits in for training camp.
Yeah.
But now you got a dude that's there, and you got somebody that's maybe a little bit of insurance policy if TJ's not available for the whole season once again. But by all intents and purposes, you want Alex Highsmith and TJ Watt to be the guys healthy all the way there. Highsmith's been available for every single game. There's not been any sort of health or injury concerns or issues that would preclude from paying this guy. Okay. But he could be sitting in, and that's why Golden's there. But are you still concerned about edge rushing depth? Okay. If you sign Highsmith and now Golden and everybody's healthy at week 1, are we still worried?
Are we worried? Look, you know, how many people have 4 or 5 deep at the edge? Nobody. Am I worried? Look, you have to admit at this point, TJ has been oft injured, although it normally isn't as bad as last year, right? He gets dinged up because that's just the way he plays. He plays aggressive. He plays full speed. Sometimes he's going to get his nicks and, nicked up. If that's the case, and we were to lose a second guy, yeah, we're in a bad way. But who wouldn't be, right?
Exactly.
Who wouldn't be at that point? You know, you can't overprotect for injuries, right? You know, in the sense, like, we can't have a team of 17 edge rushers because we might lose 15 of them. If something were to happen beyond this, I feel like they're in a decent position right now with Marcus Golden and with Herbig the rookie, to be okay, right, as far as depth goes. So I don't feel like, oh, God, we cannot lose one of the 2 starters because then we're just screwed. I feel like we're in okay position now. We lose somebody, right? Somebody goes down. Well, then they got to start looking around again.
Yeah.
But that's just a different story.
Yeah. And I was looking for, let's see who we got on the unrestricted list, if there were anybody else worth The interesting one, no, not really. It's your usual suspects that are up there in age. Robert Quinn. There is Yannick Ngakoue. Dwayne Smoot. Melvin Ingram. Justin Houston. Carlos Dunlap.
You. We're not bringing whiny Ingram back again.
I was trying to figure in my head if Smoot's actually an edge too, and they got Tyson Alualu on here. But here's the one that was like listed. A lot of people had smoke around the fire for Kyle Van Noy. But at this point, like, you bring him on and there's not, what's he going to do now at this point? Might not even be active on game days. And it's like Trey Flowers. I remember everyone was talking about that.
But wait a minute.
Ben Banigou.
Since you talked about active, isn't Mason Rudolph now like the happiest guy in the universe because the emergency quarterback situation changed and you can have your emergency quarterback active on game day?
I'm glad you brought that up because I was thinking that too. And a lot of people were thinking, well, why is that important? And even though we're talking about linebackers and I talked about quarterbacks, I talked about quarterbacks the other day and then this thing came down. That's how it always happens, right? So here, there's an actives and inactives list. And the reason this exists in the National Football League is, as we know, there's a 53-man roster, but you're not going to have all 53 of those players healthy and ready to play on game day, okay? So one team might have 52 and another team has like 49. And that's a competitive disadvantage to the team with 49. They have three less bodies to cycle out, keep fresh, and substitute. So teams are not going to dress a third quarterback and risk. There's teams that have gone through all their offensive linemen. There's teams that have gone through all their receivers, their secondary. Like, it gets scary out there. So, and they have this call-up thing now where you can call up some players and things of that nature. It's pretty cool, too. But in the grand scheme of things, you're going to have players that are inactive. Mason Rudolph didn't get a helmet last year. That's what it means. He's in street clothes. He's ineligible to play. Do not put a jersey on this guy. He is not allowed to play. Cannot wear his uniform on the sideline. That's how it works. If you have a uniform on, the numbers, the digits on the front, that identifies you as an eligible player to play in the game. That's why they have rosters. That's why they have all these rules. Now, what ends up happening here is you end up going how deep on a roster. San Francisco 49ers, they lose Trey Lance in camp. They weren't even going to have Jimmy Garoppolo in camp. Like, nobody wanted to trade for this dude. Everybody's like, pound sand, eat his contract. And now he's got to come out there, and then he gets hurt. And I forgot who else they may have had at that time. Excuse me, losing my voice a little bit. Sorry. They had Christian McCaffrey attempting that. You know, he was playing like an emergency quarterback type situation. It's all they had left. You can't run any semblance of offense. And it wasn't the only team. I want to say it happened to somebody else, but it wasn't as prominent that this was the new rule. But it just made sense. I wanted to say that, like, the XFL or USFL or somebody had a rule like this that they could kind of copy or modify for NFL purposes. And they have this like in the NHL. They had some dude that was like just our age. It's like, you know, he works at a 7-Eleven and he ended up playing for like the Blackhawks or something a few years ago in an emergency situation because dudes got hurt. And I don't even think they have like jerseys printed up. They just have like an extra jersey for either of those guys. And you get like $40 to just have the best seat in the house for the night. And then it's like, oh shit, I get to play. And I guess he was like an amateur league player, still played like an adult league somewhere and did a half admirable job just to fill in, which was kind of cool. Well, now Mason Rudolph, come on down. That's going to be you, buddy. And a lot of teams, it's going to be interesting for me to look at because we know a lot of teams, if they have a third quarterback, they're not actually on the active 53 roster. Yep. They might be a practice squad player. And that's only recent too, because they expanded the practice squads with COVID from like 10 to 16 or 18 or whatever it is now. Sorry, yep. I know we're supposed to be professionals and know everything off the top of my head. It's the practice squad. They have more guys than they used to. That's the way I know it. So, but in this case, I do know this part. So if it's Kenny Pickett and all of a sudden it's like, they take him to the tent, Kenny's like, nah, man, I could play. And then he's like, got the birdies tweeting around and it's like, nope, you're not going anywhere. So they send Mitch out there and Mitch breaks a leg. And now what are you going to do?
Right.
Who's going to have, you don't have Jalen Samuels anymore.
Throw TJ, the ball around. TJ can play quarterback.
Yeah, TJ, why not? A stellar athlete, you know. Superman, have him do it. He could do it all. So now this is a situation where both your quarterbacks are ruled out and this emergency guy now gets to play. You just can't throw him in there because of performance. So Kenny has Tweety Birds rolling around in his head like the cartoon, and Mitch goes out there and Mitch doesn't break a leg. He just breaks a leg by not being good, just, you know, not literally, figuratively speaking. And you can't just yank him. You can't just be like, well, he stinks. We need to put Mason in. No, Mitch, they're going to call. This is when that mysteriously Moore and Kevin Dotson come into the game.
He pulled a glenoidal muscle, and he's out. A glenoidal.
Yes, the glenoidal. That's what Mike Vick got hurt with. Yeah, we all thought that might have been baloney, too, because he was not playing well. Yeah. Remember back then?
Coach Canada and Tomlin have pulled Mitch Trubisky to the side. They're having a conversation. All right, Mitch is under center. Oh, something's gone wrong. He's fallen. He's clutching his glenoidal. It may be Mason Rudolph emergency time because I think he's out. That's what's going to happen.
That's why the Steelers made this move. They had a feeling that this rule change was going to come in. So yep. Who are you going to throw out there? I know Brock Purdy did what Brock Purdy did, Mr. Relevant. That is not going to happen that's one in a 10,000 thing. And I don't even know that Brock Purdy does it again if he gets to see the field much. You know, there's speculation on when that might be. Though. What's that?
We might find out. No, we won't find out opening
week. I'm hearing that's a no. Yeah. What is it? Was it going to be Sam Darnold or who's there?
Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is the likely candidate to be the starter. Yeah.
Bring it on. Yeah. I could live with that. Well, I guess that does it for our edge rushers. TJ survived the pool. This is a good thing. Yep. If you didn't see it, go find his social media. He was cleaning the pool. He had the extender pole or whatever.
I still can't figure out what he slipped on.
He didn't. I think he was just too close to the edge. He had like the extension pole. Those things are like 12 feet long.
I used to clean them. One day I had a pool, back in the day.
Overextended. He thought, I could reach it. I could get it.
Yeah, I get overextended a lot.
I'm sure you do. So there's no end credit scene to this show. They're going to have to go back and look at the other one.
No, not today.
Cut one in there. Yeah. Brian, thanks for joining me, man. Always fun.
Absolutely.
I love you like a brother. You're
my brother from another mother.
Oh, that's right. No, you just said that was that other dude.
Well, I have many brothers from other mothers.
Oh, wait a minute. How can we do a show on outside linebackers and not mention David Perales and Toby and Dequay? Okay, they're mentioned.
There we go. Okay.
Oh, man. That'll do it for us, folks. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe and all the fun jazz. We appreciate you watching. Listening wherever you may be. Yes. For the entirety of the show, we appreciate you. Oh, it's the off season. Got to have fun with it. Just like we are. My name's Joe. His name's Brian. We won't keep you any longer because that'll just be annoying. Till next time. I encourage everyone out there to be safe, be good, and we'll catch you later.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.